It's time for your North Iowa News on KCHA for Monday, April 14th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Over 6 years after the alleged incidents, a North Iowa man has been charged with staging a fake auto accident to try and collect the insurance money. According to criminal complaints filed by the Iowa Insurance Fraud Bureau in March of 2022, 39-year-old Zachary Robbins of Charles City is charged with first-degree arson, a Class B felony, insurance fraud, a Class D felony, and false report of an indictable offense to a public entity, a serious misdemeanor. Law enforcement says Robbins and an unnamed individual faked a motor vehicle collision at the intersection of Shadow Avenue and 450th Street in Mitchell County on March 13, 2019. Investigators say two vehicles were deliberately crashed together and Robbins then set fire to his vehicle, causing an explosion that destroyed the vehicle and everything in it. Court documents state Robbins lied to the Mitchell County Sheriff's Office about the fake accident and lied to an insurance company to try and get a more than $70,000 payment. A warrant for Robbins' arrest was issued 2 days after the criminal complaints were filed, and just over 3 years later, he was taken into custody by MCSO on April 4th. Robbins posted bail of $2,500 the following day, and he was released from the Mitchell County Jail. No court dates are currently scheduled for Robbins in Mitchell County District Court. The prosecution has filed a motion to amend the trial information for a Charles City man accused of sexually abusing a child, noting a change in the time frame for the alleged crimes. Floyd County Sheriff's Office arrested 38-year-old Randy McFarland November 2, 2024, on a warrant charging him with second-degree sexual abuse, a Class B felony. According to the criminal complaint filed by the Charles City Police Department on October 31, 2024, a report was made to the Department of Human Services on October 4th of last year that chronicled an investigation by the Allen Child Protection Center in Waterloo. During a forensic interview at the facility, a female victim under the age of 10 claimed that McFarland had touched her inappropriately on several occasions at a residence in Charles City, with the alleged incidents occurring between July and September of last year. Last week, Floyd County Attorney Todd Pritchard filed a motion to amend the range of dates of the alleged illicit activity to reflect it may have started as early as January of 2024 and continued as late as August of last year. There has been no ruling on that motion as of yet. McFarland has pleaded not guilty and is scheduled for trial May 13th in Floyd County District Court. Operations of the Charles City Mobile Food Pantry are being hampered by an increasing number of early arrivals. First Wednesday of the month drive-through distribution of food to those in need officially runs from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Youth Enrichment Center on the Floyd County Fairgrounds. However, organizer Jen Burton says some patrons have been getting their cars lined up as early as noon.
You're not going to get served any sooner. I mean, yeah, it gets you number one in line, but by you coming earlier and all the other cars coming earlier because now you've started something, everybody else goes, oh my God, I'm at, look at all the cars, I got to have to come earlier next time. And then now we can't even get the trucks out.
Food for the pantry is supplied by the Northeast Iowa Food Bank out of Waterloo. Burton says the trend of early arrivals peaked during their April 2nd distribution, with a line of cars extending out to Highway 14.
Two dozen, if not more. 24 to probably 30 cars are now there. That's before we even start. And then we go in the building and then there's 50 to 75 cars there and the truck hasn't left yet.
Burton says that also means that volunteers have had to arrive earlier.
We step on the grounds at 3. The trucks try to get there by 3:15, and then we're really rocking and rolling. It takes us, what, a good hour to get everything set up at least, depending on how many volunteers and how much food there is. And so we had been starting about 15 minutes earlier than 5 o'clock, like 4:45, and it keeps getting earlier and earlier just because we've got so many cars there.
Burton notes they've been serving some 330 households per food pantry and understands that if you're in need, you don't want to miss out.
We get it. Help us help you.
Burton is urging food pantry recipients to not start lining up before 3:30 on the day of distribution. She adds that the fairgrounds are a fantastic partner and they don't want to jeopardize this relationship and ruin their parking lots. The Charles City School Board will meet in back-to-back sessions this evening. First up at 5:30 in the high school library, the board will hold the public hearing on the adopted budget for the 2025-26 fiscal year. The board will adjourn that hearing and then move to its regular meeting for April. That agenda includes possible approvals of contracts to address roof and kitchen upgrades at Lincoln and Washington Elementary Schools, plus work on the roof, hallways, and kitchen at the high school. Superintendent Brian Burnite is also expected to provide some preliminary findings from the recently completed survey asking stakeholders for input on the $28.5 million bond referendum that failed to pass in November 2023. The survey closed last Monday with some 665 surveys completed, with that feedback to be utilized in putting a new bond referendum before voters this November to address various facility needs for the school district, including the possibility of a new performing arts auditorium. A new construction project will disrupt traffic patterns in Mason City starting today. Pete Helmstead, Field Services Coordinator for the Iowa DOT's Mason City Construction Office, says the multi-year, multi-stage project will involve Iowa Highway 122 from Pierce Avenue to Monroe Avenue.
They will start work on the north two lanes, so the westbound lanes, they will be closed. Traffic will be in a head-to-head pattern throughout this season. Everything will be opened up for the winter. And then next year we will come back and do the eastbound lanes, and traffic will be in a head-to-head pattern on the new westbound lanes.
The DOT says construction work at the intersections for stage one of the project is anticipated to take 2 to 3 weeks. In the meantime, access to Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center in Mason City will be maintained. A Northeast Iowa man's $50,000 Iowa lottery prize will pay for a home improvement project one member of the family in particular will really enjoy. 33-year-old Brett Searsland of Decorah is the first person to win a $50,000 top prize in the Joker's Wild Scratch game after buying his winning ticket at Quickstar in Waukon. He claimed his prize Friday at the lottery's regional office in Cedar Rapids. Searsland says a new fence in his backyard will allow his dog Reese to run around and be more free. Searsland adds he's also looking forward to fixing up his car thanks to his big win. As of 8 o'clock this morning, the Iowa Lottery was still looking for the winner of almost $10,000 in Charles City. A Facebook post on Thursday said, quote, "Somebody just won a prize of $9,427.55. They bought a Fat Wallet Progressive Instaplay ticket at Casey's at 4th and Grand. Was it you? Check your ticket," end quote. In another post earlier last week, the Iowa Lottery indicated that somebody bought a Hot Ticket Progressive Instaplay ticket at Quickstar in Lansing and won a prize of $32,000. An update Friday identified the winner as Mary Sand of Lansing. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.